I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live all over the country. Many stations across the country claim this show. We're glad that they take the time to put this on the air. Also, for those of you that suffer from preemption or sports or something and you can't get the full show, we're always available on aftermath.fm. It's aftermath.fm. It's a free service to stream. And also talkstreamlive.com provides several links for basically the radio stations across the country that air this show in its entirety. We'd love for you to go there as well. That way you can always find a way to listen to Ground Zero. And we have the archives available. If you go to aftermath.media, that's aftermath.media. It's $4.99 to set up. Listen to the shows, $4.99 a month. Or you can pay $9.99 a month. You get your library with all kinds of great news tips, all kinds of great articles and documents, and also videos that we have that you can watch to do research with. We back up everything we say with research, and we have it available at aftermath.media. Numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. In my life, in my experience, I have come to the conclusion that all things are in an immediate state between extremes. And we've talked about retrocausality before on this program, and we talked about how back and forth, forward, backward, it just seems that we have events that happen that somehow influence the past or influence the present. I know it's a quantum thing that's hard to wrap around, but something's going on in the news right now that reminds me of retrocausality. And, you know, it's odd. I've been having that echo effect ever since we did our September 11th show. So we're in the fundamental sense of extremes. You know what extremes? We go from birth to death, and that's the extreme. Anything in between, you can divide it all up and break it all down into eternal state of extremes to realize that everything you believe and read is what is fashionable for the time and not necessarily the truth. It's something that you can think about. It doesn't mean that buried in all of it isn't a pinch of reality, but what is reality anyway? I mean, we've always asked that question. What is reality anyway? Is reality a word that we only use in quotes? Is uncertainty the only certainty? I mean, questioning reality makes a person paranoid. And I wear my paranoia with great pride because I do that all the time. I believe that being paranoid, or I don't call it paranoia, I call it heightened awareness, is a new way of coining it. I mean, being in this mindset of heightened awareness, or at least aware of worst case scenarios, doesn't make you crazy. Okay, and makes you prepared. I mean, even though you prepare for such things, you put them in the back of your mind and go on with your life, this is what you're supposed to do. You're always supposed to be prepared. You're always supposed to be aware. And that's what makes you free. The knowledge that you have and the knowledge that you can extend to others and the idea that you can look at things objectively and with discernment makes you free. It gives you the freedom to have opinions either way, or freedoms to have opinions. I mean, people say, well, you should take a side. Well, okay, take a side on certain things. Yeah, sure. But rigid thinking is what is destroying us, I think. I think a lot of the time, I mean, look, I believe that there is a reason to distrust the government. I mean, far too often, to not be paranoid, I found that carefully controlled paranoia is a really good way to evaluate circumstances for a possible doom and gloom outcome. Then you can figure out that reality is somewhere in between the worst case scenario. And then, of course, there's faith, which they're telling you shouldn't have. And there's hope. But now everybody's like being tugged by the nose to follow the science. We're always like, follow the science, follow the science. It's like they're parroting that every time. It's follow the science. You know, it's okay. I mean, it's like I was watching CNN this morning with my wife. And I said, I'll give them two or three seconds and I'll take a sip of coffee. And they'll say, follow the science. Sure enough. Put the coffee up to my lips, bam, follow the science. So we're talking about tonight. But see, they really go down hard, or they really beat down people who like to talk about conspiracy theory. And I can wax sarcastic about any conspiracy theory because they are meant for analysis. They are the ideas that spring, I guess, spark, you know, investigations. And buried in a lot of conspiracy theories are truths. And then from time to time, they come back to haunt you. You know, when someone asks me, Clyde, do you believe in conspiracies? I say, well, of course I do. But it's the theories that keep me up at night. Charles Fort once said when he was asked why he spoke about absurd mysteries and conspiracy theories, he said, well, I could be kidding, but I'm very serious about what I kid about. And that's how I feel about conspiracy theory. Yeah, I could be kidding, but, you know, I'm very serious about what I'm kidding about. I'm very serious about what I want you to hear about. May not be true, may be true. Like I say, I give you honesty. Truth is, truth used to be relative for the 80s. That was the 80s and the 90s. Now it's my truth, your truth, his truth, their truth. Truth is, you know, it's fleeting now. It's something that, you know, it's hard. But honesty certainly is something that we all need to strive for. And so, honestly, I can tell you the conspiracy theory is not history. It's theory. That's all it is. It's theory. It appears negative. It can be paranoid. Some of the negativity is unintentional, but someone telling a lie is never considered a positive trait. I mean, and that's what conspiracy theories are about. They're about lies that are being told that you're trying to uncover and figure out because you just don't take everything at face value. You analyze, you interpret it, you wonder. But just saying that a conspiracy theory is truth is, No. I've never done that. So, well, that's the truth. But if you have a lot of truth or a lot of fact to back up what is inside the theory, then you got a great story to tell. You got a great story that's amazing to tell. Telling the truth is ugly. The truth shall set you free, but it's going to piss you off first. That's what they say. And you can tell who's telling the truth sometimes. No, you can't really. I mean, you can't always tell who's telling the truth. I mean, you try to. You try to trust people. You try to, you know, I don't want to sound like Fox Mulder. I don't want to sound like X-Files, but trust no one. Yeah, that may be a good way to think right now, especially now. I mean, before, I think you could trust a lot of people. Now, I'm so sure. I mean, we live in times of apocalyptic thinking, and in that process, people are losing their minds. They're reasoning with themselves of all the demons that are deep inside of them. And you know, contrary to popular belief, all governments believe in conspiracies. Sheriff's departments believe in conspiracies. Religious figures believe in conspiracies. Just do. They have special agencies. You know, the government, they have special agencies to look into bank swindles. They have reading rooms that monitor subversive ideas. They listen in on phone conversations. They have satellites that monitor the internet for keywords. So, of course, they believe in conspiracies. They believe that somebody out there is conspiring against them. Watchdog groups, with the help of the mayor's office or district attorney's offices, hunt down books that are considered evil or bad, and they compile a list of questionable books that should be taken from libraries, and sometimes they even look back at your history at the library or your history somewhere else, where you visit, what you do. They are now banishing YouTubers who push the adrenochrome blood libel theories from QAnon, and now anything that smacks of anti-vaccines is now banned, blocked, or censored on Facebook. And we warned you that it was going to happen. We warned you that there was going to be a big takedown. That's why we came up with Aftermath.media. We said, hey, sign up now, because everything's going to go to hell later. And it's going to hell now. We're still encouraging people to sign up for Aftermath.media because it's important you do it. Because that way you can get us. You can always be guaranteed to get us. It may be a little, you know, there may be some problems because we're trying to start this up and make it work. And it's working fine for a lot of people. But it's just happening so fast. And that's why we're trying to work as fast as we can to make it as good for you as we can. And that, I think, is the effort that needs to be done. And everything that's falling apart like this, everything from the censorship to the you can't say this to the, oh, my God, it's a conspiracy theory. It's happening so much that it's got to be a conspiracy. Right? It's a conspiracy to shut down the conspiracy or anyone who even theorizes about a conspiracy. Is it so wrong to acknowledge that perhaps there are people who may scheme behind your back and use their influence to get more power, and use this particular power to further enslave your mind while they're picking your pocket and scaring you into following their agendas? That's what we're doing right now. That's what they're doing to you. Otherwise, you know, I just don't know why people just don't wake up. I mean, look, Look at all the mayors and the governors that insist on lockdowns with no proof that they can find the spread of COVID-19. They all seem to be in on a conspiracy. At least those who are on the West Coast. We all thought that the three governors were in on it. They were basically trying to destroy us all, and they all allow their areas to be destroyed. It's a conspiracy. At least three people in it that we know of. But, of course, there are all the experts and everyone else who kind of have the stuff get all over them, too. That ooze of the conspiracy just goes all over them, and they're all icky and ugly. And somebody tries to tell the truth, and they're immediately banished or they're treated badly. It's quite funny how this is all working out, right? It's quite funny how, you know, conspiracy theory seems to be a pejorative. It seems to be equivalent to telling a lie, but it's not. It's not a lie. It's just analyzing and trying to speculate or open your mind to the possibility that someone or something or even an ideology or whatever you want to call it is out to get you. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clegg Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clegg Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.